Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
29th. The man accused of gunning down his estranged wife while her children were in her car earlier this month was indicted yesterday. Adam Benefield is charged with murdering Kiara Benefield, and DA John Flynn says there was a restraining order against the suspect.
We bumped up the contempt charge to an aggravated criminal contempt, and that is now a D felony. So he's facing, obviously, the A felony, the D felony, and the three misdemeanors. He was remanded, continued to be remanded. He faces, obviously, 25 years of life in prison if he is convicted. The return date is November 2nd.
Flynn says judges need the ability to factor in the danger among those arrested. Gun violence, the topic of a symposium at the Theodore Roosevelt inauguration site this afternoon. Marilyn Nicholas Brewster says the role of media in perpetuating stereotypes and how trauma impacts people of color will be discussed.
Historically, there have been ways in which persons of color may have been misportrayed. And so we want to address that and how the media is improving that and how we can continue to do that so that we have, as was stated, a fair and balanced view of all individuals.
It begins at noon today. There's also a live stream for the event, and we have a link to that in our story at WBEN.com. The winter weather outlook mixed according to the National Weather Service. The long-term forecast says expect normal temperatures, but the possibility of higher than normal precipitation. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York Senior Fitness Guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness! Come fly with me, let's fly away.
You know what we want from life, of course, varies from person to person. But one common goal shared by most is the desire to travel. Coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo, immediately following the 11:30 news, let's fly away.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for mild and breezy at times today with plenty of sunshine, a high of 69. We'll see clear skies tonight with a low of 47. Another pleasant day tomorrow with partly sunny skies and mild conditions continuing, a high of 70. And then Monday, sunny skies continuing, along with that above average warmth, a high of 69. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Brandon Buckingham.
Thanks, Brandon. Sunny and 61 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Welcome back, everybody, to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino here with you, hoping you're having a fantastic weekend. These Buffalo Bills are making it easy for us, right? I mean, I'm telling you, what a great year they're having. And the Sabres are starting off pretty strong, too, so that's all fun stuff. Hey, we have our science fact of the segment. How about this? Lizards smell with their tongues. Did you know that? A lizard will stick out its tongue to catch scent particles in the air and then pulls its tongue back into place. Those particles on the roof of its mouth, where special sensory cells are located to figure out what all that is. Lizards then use these scent clues to locate food or a mate, or to detect predators. How about that? So if you want to just, you know, drop a little fact on somebody, hey, you know lizards smell with their tongues? It's just kind of fun stuff to know. And we've got some other more serious stuff to know when it comes to women and our health. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Scott Zuccala, who is a gynecologist at the Hamburg Regional Gynecology Group. Hello, Dr. Zuccala. How are you today?
Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. You know, when it comes to women's health, all of our doctors are important. Our gynecologist, too. We'll be speaking to a lot of women who are past menopause, Doc, but there's such thing as a well woman visit, and women should continue seeing their gynecologist, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I think the well woman visit is it's kind of a unique opportunity because OBGYNs take care of their patients from their reproductive years through menopause. And many times they're the only physician that a patient may see.
Mm-hmm.
The well woman visit, I mean, it's an opportunity for getting a history and a risk assessment for any problems based on family history or medications. It's an opportunity for screening, breast and bone health,
mm-hmm.
cervical and uterine cancer health, things like pap smears, mammograms, bone densities. It's an opportunity to see how the patient's doing. Any issues with urinary incontinence, which significantly increases with age. Any issues with sexual function. A topic that some people are not willing to talk about, but if actually asked questions, it's common.
Mm-hmm.
And then an opportunity to address things like bleeding or vulvar vaginal irritation. Different things. So yeah, I think a well woman visit is important, and I think it's not just the pap smear,
right,
which is what some people associate it with.
Exactly. It's not just because, hey, I'm not planning on being pregnant anymore, or no, I can't get pregnant anymore because of change of life. Gynecologists do a whole lot more than that. And I noticed we talked about that importance of family history. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that, on how that also plants some information about what you are seeing or what you could be seeing down the road.
Right. So I think whenever you're considering any type of well woman visit or screening procedure, the family history and the person's medical history is critical. Most of breast cancers are not with people that have a family history. You know, invasive breast cancer, they don't have any identifiable risk factors. But during the interview or when you're talking, you may find that there's things like breast cancer in the family, or ovarian cancer, or colon cancer. And then you begin the questions of, like, okay, is there genetic screening that should be done? There's the BRCA gene testing that can be done. So family history is key. You may also identify people, again, at the visit, if there's colon cancer in the family, or history of, you know, maybe an uncle or a cousin or a cluster had colon polyps, cancerous or non-cancerous. So family history is absolutely key, and
absolutely,
it directs you then for your screening.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, when it comes to breast health and screening, does a woman ever say, hey, you know, I'm 64, I guess I'm past the point of having breast cancer? Let's talk about how long in her life that is something that will come up, and it is very important to you and your gynecologist.
Right, so if you look at breast cancer in general, it's the number one cancer diagnosis in women, and the number two cause of cancer death in women. And really what you want to do is do a risk assessment. There's a lifetime risk of getting breast cancer of 1 in 8. The mortality or survival is now greater than 90% for
mm-hmm.
5-year survival. And I think part of that is early detection. And it definitely comes up when people are 65, 75, 85, even 90, some of the patients that come in, you know, who gets the mammogram and how long do you do it and what's the purpose? And there's a lot of confusion out there. I would tell you that shared decision making is critical when you're making these decisions for women's health. The American College of OBGYN says continue until age 75, and after that, it should be based on the patient's longevity and any other medical problems. American Cancer Society says when your life expectancy is less than 10 years, then you should stop a mammogram. So there's a lot of data out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, honestly, a shared decision-making, a good conversation is critical. And then you get an idea, okay, does the person really need to have one after 75 or 80 or 65? You get a pretty good idea on how the patient feels, and then you can help make that decision.
Usually, your gynecologist is the first person who sends you for a mammogram. And you know, doctor, when I had cancer, breast cancer 10 years ago, I still ran into young women who told me they never had a mammogram. And it was shocking to me. I had a young woman who was there with her daughter, who was about 17, who told me she had never had a mammogram, and she had a sister with breast cancer. And like, I'm hoping that attitude has changed since then, and that every woman realizes how important that is.
It's critical. Yeah, it's early diagnosis. That's where that 5-year 90% survival comes from. Early detection and improved treatments.
Amazing. So women, everyone who is listening, don't ever assume on your own that you're past the point of having just a screening mammogram. It's something that's very, very important. And as the doctor says, anytime you can catch something early, it's usually treatable and very treatable. So don't let something like that get away from you. Let's talk about cervical cancer screening and the pap smear. What's appropriate for our health and what are the best practices when it comes to those things?
So you now have recently the ability to test for the HPV virus, the human papillomavirus, and that is the cause of not all of cervical cancer, but most. So most cervical cancer is related to that HPV virus. Now that you can test for that, you can change the interval for screening for your pap smears. And there's different age groups. If we go to the people that are 22 to 30, you can really test for HPV only if the pap smear is abnormal. After 30 or 35, you can test for HPV virus on the pap smear. At that point, it's appropriate. And then you can make the screening interval 3 to 5 years. Again, it doesn't mean don't go to the doctor. It's just that you can make that screening interval.
Absolutely.
One thing that I found out, because it comes into play for my practice, is screening people over 65. And you hear the comment, well, I don't need a pap smear after 65, and so I don't even go to the gynecologist.
Mm.
And I would tell you that the facts are 20% of cervical cancers occur in women over 65.
Mm.
And women of color are disproportionately impacted. There's all, you know, it's the average life expectancy has risen. So people live 20 years beyond age 65. Sometimes they have a new partner, widow, divorce, whatever. So that comes into play. And if you try to risk out people, in other words, say, like, who doesn't really need the thing? 2/3 of women in the over 65 age group don't meet the criteria to cease having pap smears. So my opinion is it's reasonable to simplify and extend the screening to get good care.
Doctor, what about those patients who have had a total hysterectomy?
So a hysterectomy for things like ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, fibroids, endometriosis do not require the person to have a pap smear.
Okay.
They should have an exam. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the vaginal area. If you've had a hysterectomy due to cervical cancer, or cervical dysplasia, cervical cancer, then that may be followed up with a pap smear.
Okay. We're speaking with Dr. Scott Zucala, who is a gynecologist at the Hamburg Regional Gynecology Group. We're talking about ladies' issues. We're talking about female health and good female health. We're talking about everything from a well-woman visit to the types of tests and screenings we should continue to have throughout our life. Now, let's talk about something like this, Doc. Let's talk about sexual life after menopause. I think it's something that a lot of people shy away from, but I speak to a lot of women who say, you know what, after menopause, things never got better. I mean, not in a negative way. Things were, you know, it was the best that they've ever had because they didn't have to worry about a lot of things, and it just seemed like, I mean, there were past childbearing years, all of that kind of stuff behind them. And a lot of times they're empty nesters, and so they're just with their spouse. And so timing wasn't a problem. And there's no reason why you can't enjoy a very healthy sex life later on in your life.
Yes, it's an interesting because if most people, they don't want to ask the question. But if you create an environment or you ask them, you know, how are things, you know, who do you live with now? And you know, you kind of bring that out, you'll find out that people absolutely are sexually active. Mm-hmm. I think it's you want to have a discussion about sexual health and aging part of the well woman visit. There's also an evolution of sexual health across a person's lifespan. You know, one of the issues that occurs when people get older, there can be issues with lack of estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And that lack of estrogen affects the vulvar and the vaginal area. It causes dyspareunia or pain with intercourse. It can cause the lack of estrogen can cause things like urinary urgency, chronic, you know, vulvar vaginal irritation. So when we're talking about sexual health, normally we'll try to figure out what is going on there. There's also
right.
things like orgasmic disorders. So there's medications that people may get on when they're older, certain SSRIs, like a Zoloft or Prozac or Paxil, those will change the sexual response. I would say in the age group of 45 to 65 or 70, most of the issues with sexual problems are related to atrophic changes or changes in the vagina.
Which is why you need to have that chat with your doctor, because there are so many things
yes.
that can be done for that so you can enjoy your sex life after menopause and just for the rest of your life. Dr. Zakala, we got to leave
yes.
it there. He's wonderful, gynecologist at the Hamburg Regional Gynecology Group. Hey, to make an appointment with Dr. Zakala or another provider at Hamburg Regional Gynecological Group, call 716-649-6500. Visit Hamburg OBGYN.com for more information. And to find a Catholic Medical Partner physician in any specialty, visit CatholicMedicalPartners.org and click on Provider and Facility Locator at the top of the page. And you tell everybody you heard Dr. Zakala here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save, we know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
We're back, everybody. Senior Radio Buffalo back on the air here on WBEN. If you're listening to us on the Odyssey channel, listen, folks, if you're out of town, you can still come with us as Senior Radio Buffalo enjoys another wonderful vacation trip. And the next one we are talking about is the Greece Island Hopper, featuring Athens, Mykonos, and Santorini. If you have only seen these incredible places on the History Channel, believe me, this is your time to jump in and go with us. And before we get to that, let me tell you something. If that quickens your heart, let me explain something. Did you know your blood travels fast? In fact, it only takes between 20 and 60 seconds for a drop of blood to travel from your heart through your body and back to your heart again. That's amazingly fast. I had no idea it was that fast. But like I say, maybe your heart rate is picking up as we're starting to talk about travel, because everybody wants to go somewhere. And it is so incredible to be able to offer you this wonderful, wonderful trip. And I have two experts standing by who are going to make this happen. We have Denise Ambrusco-Meda from Travel Brilliant. She's here locally. You can go ahead and visit with Denise. You can call her. She can tell you all about this trip. Why? Because she took this trip on her honeymoon. And this is a girl who's been to a lot of places. This is the one she chose. Her number, I'm going to give it to you early, 716-417-7824, or go to denise@travelbrilliant.net. So we have Denise here locally, and we have Kevin Ferguson, who is with Colette Travel, who put the whole trip together and can tell us a little bit more about that. But this is going to be the trip of your dreams. We're going to get over there. We're going to enjoy Athens. We're going to take some time on those islands, Mykonos and Santorini. You'll have time to breathe, time to unpack. And Denise is going to tell us a little bit about the free time that's available, which, you know, Denise, I hear a lot of people who talk about tours and they say, oh, they have you up and going, going, going. This tour is a little different.
Yeah, this tour is a great combination of both planned activities, because there's things we're going to want to see. In Athens, we're going to want to go to the Acropolis. We're going to want to learn about the history. We're going to want to make sure we have a guide that's making sure we don't miss anything important. But we have these picture-perfect islands. Of course, we're going to want some free time. So this itinerary is about a half and half mix. There's a lot of free time. And the beautiful thing about being in the Greek islands, in Santorini and Mykonos, is that these are small islands. You're not going to be overwhelmed with choices and things to do. They're not big cities. They really are conducive to a leisurely pace with lots to do. And so I think for anybody who's looking for a little mix of adventure and a little mix of relaxation, and that's why we chose it for our honeymoon, this is the perfect destination.
Yeah. If you're going to bump into anybody on one of those islands, it's probably going to be someone from our trip, Denise, right? Because I have a funny feeling this one is going to sell out and sell out early. Kevin, it looks like Colette has put together the perfect 11-day tour.
It really is. I mean, when we have polled our travelers over the years, people, when they think of Greece, they think of, of course, the ancient ruins, but of course, the whitewashed buildings, the water, the history. And this trip has really it all right there. This journey here, this experience being a multi-day, or I should say multi-night stay, with having the proper time to experience Mykonos and Santorini, those who have been to this part of the world already, maybe on a Mediterranean cruise that were teased in the past, they're really going to have the opportunity of seeing it, exploring it, appreciating it. and not having to rush back on to their form of transportation to get to the next spot.
It's going to be
incredible. An amazing journey.
And I see those. In fact, we have these great brochures. And folks, if you visit with Denise or you head over to her website, you can see all these great pictures. You can do this through Colette as well. And that between that blue sky, the blue Aegean Sea, and those gorgeous white buildings with the blue domes on them, it's exactly the kind of thing it's a vacation for your eyes after a long winter here in Western New York. This is a popular trip. People are calling already. People are ready to go. And I don't know, Kevin, how you keep the price down. The double is $51.99, and that's incredible for everything that's going to be prepaid for as you get there.
Correct. This is a land and air inclusive experience. So first of all, we are going to be whisking you and the rest away from Buffalo across the border to Toronto, where we'll have better opportunities for flights and across the pond overnight, getting us there and, you know, having centrally located or strategically located hotels throughout this journey, the inclusions, many meals, having, you know, the high-speed ferry that we're going to be taking from one island to the other. Oh, then at the end, I forgot to mention here, we are going to be flying back from Santorini back to Athens.
Ooh.
So again, there is a flight, an interflight that we have included on this as well. So, you know, just to make it a little bit more expeditious there. This is really an amazing journey. So if you have not been to this part of the world, or if you're worried about, oh, does anybody speak English over there? Everybody speaks English on these islands. Don't you worry a thing about it. And you'll be just so glad that you have chosen to live your life and explore, especially after the last few years of being hunkered down.
Oh, yes. And if you're wondering, the dates are May 18th to May 28th. But if you are so inclined, Kevin, you can actually take an extension available to nearby Turkey.
That's correct. So what we're going to do is we do have an extension that's available to Istanbul, Turkey. And so when the journey ends in Greece, what we will do, we will make our way to Istanbul. And again, this is considered to be the bridge between the East and the West. Istanbul, central hub for cultures and stories of the Byzantine and Ottoman empires here as well. And again, some of the different things, the Turkish cuisine, if you have kebabs or gyros, also this area claims its fame to those different dishes as well. Again, with places like Istanbul, we'll have a local guide bringing us to places like Hagia Sophia, which is the Church of the Holy Wisdom. Go to the Blue Mosque, get into the spice markets and the artisan crafts, the buzzing energy, the exciting vendors. It is just an awesome way making your way through that grand bazaar. And your friends that don't go on this trip, Linda, they're going to ask you a simple three-word question. How was it?
Mm-hmm.
Your simple yet profound three-word answer back: you missed out. You missed out on the trip of a lifetime with Senior Radio Buffalo, Colette, and Travel Brilliant.
And as Denise has says, we're looking at three hotels. It's a leisurely pace. Day 2 and 3 is in Athens. Day 4 through 6 is in Mykonos. Day 7 through 9, we're in Santorini. And day 10, we head back to Athens. And it's really, really going to be something. And weather at that time, 60s and 70s, that's warmer than it is in Buffalo. And as Kevin has told us before, this is before that very, very hot weather descends upon this part of Europe. And it's also before you see so many cruise ships that all of a sudden you get flooded with people. This is before that season. So it's almost, I don't want to say we have it to ourselves, but this is just a phenomenal time to go, Denise. You know, because you've been there.
I have. And as you mentioned, this is where we did our honeymoon. We did it exactly this time of year, middle of May. And it was perfect. We did have some other European tourists, but again, none of those big throngs of cruise ships getting dropped off with thousands of passengers. And again, the weather being in the mid to high 70s was quite warm. And so we were able to even experience the beach. The sea there is warm. It's not like going to the Atlantic here or Lake Erie. It stays relatively warm throughout the year. So we even got to experience some beautiful beach time. And again, if you've seen Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants or Mamma Mia or any of those movies, they are not selling you something that you are not going to get delivered. This is stunning. It's so pretty. And again, if you want that mix of adventure and relaxation, this is the perfect trip.
Folks, listen, it's $51.99 per double occupancy. Book by November 19th and save $200 per person. And I would say do it soon because this is going to be a very, very popular trip and we're going to sell out very quickly. Remember, everybody, when you call Denise, tell her, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo. Give her a call at 716-417-7824. And also, you can log on to Colette Travel and you can find out more through Colette Travel at gateway.gocolette.com/link.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The Board of Trustees at Shays announcing Michael Murphy is no longer its president. Murphy had led the theater venue for 6 years. The board is now going to form a committee to open a national search for Murphy's successor. The board also plans to announce the addition of several new trustees following its annual meeting October 29th. The man accused of gunning down his estranged wife while her children were in her car earlier this month was indicted yesterday. Adam Benefield is charged with murdering Kiara Benefield, and DA John Flynn says there was a restraining order against the suspect.
We bumped up the contempt charge to an aggravated criminal contempt, and that is now a D felony. So he's facing, obviously, the A felony, the D felony, and the three misdemeanors. He was remanded, continued to be remanded. He faces, obviously, 25 years of life in prison if he is convicted. The return date is November 2nd.
Flynn says judges need the ability to factor in the danger among those arrested. Gun violence, the topic of a symposium at the Theodore Roosevelt inauguration site this afternoon. Marilyn Nicholas Brewster says the role of media in perpetuating stereotypes and how trauma impacts people of color will be discussed.
Historically, there have been ways in which persons of color may have been misportrayed. And so we want to address that and how the media is improving that and how we can continue to do that so that we have, as was stated, a fair and balanced view of all individuals.
It begins at noon today. There's also a live stream for the event, and we have a link to that in our story at WBEN.com. The winter weather outlook mixed according to the National Weather Service. The long-term forecast says expect normal temperatures, but the possibility of higher than normal precipitation. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
I'll tell you, no respect at all. My wife, she asked me to take her to a place she's never been before. So I took her into the kitchen.
Today, that might not be as funny as it sounds. As we all know, for the past 2 years, travel has been to the supermarket, and then, of course, travel from the bedroom to the bathroom, the dining room, and the living room. Hopefully, those days are behind us. Did you know that travel to new places can be actually a form of therapy? It's not to escape life. It's so that life doesn't escape you. Travel, it provides the opportunity to see, to taste, and to try new things. Also, to adapt and explore new surroundings, but also to engage with different people, to embrace the total new adventure that only travel can provide. Please, don't be that person who was just too busy when they were younger, or now just too tired because they're older. Take it from me and all of my friends who run the various travel clubs at the senior centers throughout the county. Travel can actually serve as sort of a fountain of youth. It can re-energize and regenerate the human spirit. Oh, here's a question for our announcer. What unforgettable trip is guaranteed to make memories that will last a lifetime?
That's an easy one, Mr. Fitness. It's Senior Radio VIP Tours Grease Island Hopper, hosted by Linda Pellegrino. We're going to Greece next May to discover a place where age-old legends and monuments intertwine with warm sunshine and island-style living. For more information, call Denise at Travel Brilliant, 716-417-7824. That's 716-417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you from Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. I don't know about you, but you know, I'm already shopping for the holidays. Isn't that crazy? But you know what? I'd rather do it now. And then when it's really nasty out, I'd rather wrap than go out. So I'm trying to get ahead of that. My mom used to tell me, Linda, it falls on the same day every year. It's not a surprise. So I'll tell you, the time does slip away, though, for between now and the holidays. So you'll maybe want to get that done while you're enjoying it. Hey, we have our science fact of the day. And since it's been kind of crazy outside, we have like great weather for ducks. I got a duck fact for you. Did you know ducks are omnivores? You know what that means? It means they generally eat various pond weeds and other aquatic plants, as well as insects, mollusks, fish eggs, and even small fish and amphibians like frogs. Unlike chickens, who are vegetarian, they just eat grain, we got ducks, they'll eat anything. Anyway, there's a fact for you that you can tell somebody about if you wish. Hey, everybody, we're going to be talking about, you know, before you know it, we're going to be into a new year. And if you're looking for a new place to live, or you know somebody who could use a wonderful new place to live, I want to introduce you to our first guest. We have Sharon Plant here, the Associate Vice President for People Inc., and Tracy Howard, the Affordable Housing Program Administrator for People Inc. So ladies, nice to have you. Thanks for coming in studio.
Thank you for having us.
Now we're going to talk a little bit about People Inc.'s affordable apartments. They're commonly called their tax credit apartments or mixed income housing. People Inc. affordable apartments provide those who meet age requirements and who are income eligible, as well as for people living with developmental disabilities, affordable, safe apartments in our community. Well known for its development of group homes for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and affordable housing for low-income seniors, People Inc. continues to serve our community by bringing various audiences together for a unique housing model. And they have more apartments opening as we speak. So welcome, Sharon and Tracy. So Sharon, let's talk about who are the apartments for. Maybe you can explain the age and income requirements.
Absolutely. So we have two senior apartment sites. We have Linwood Lafayette and Oakwood Apartments. Linwood Lafayette is located in Buffalo, and Oakwood Senior Apartments is in Blaisdell. They are for people 55 years of age or older that meet the income requirements. I would like to mention that we have a new site, Falwell Apartments, opening, scheduled to open in April of 2023, and that's on the Children's Hospital campus.
I'm so excited about that, because that's just such a great building.
Yes, and we are as well, and that's going to have 44 units, and that will be for people 62 years of age and older.
Okay, fantastic. Alrighty, so but those are to come, but the others are already up and going.
Yes, yeah. We already have 10 sites.
Fantastic. All right, let me get Tracy in on this. Okay, Tracy, let's explain what makes these apartments unique.
Well, each of the buildings has its own flavor. For instance, some of the buildings have patios and balconies, but they're all safe, secure buildings. They all have a community room for the use of the tenants. And some of them have some really wonderful characteristics that are just inherent to them. And for instance, our Oakwood Apartments in Blaisdell is an old school that's been converted.
Oh, cool.
And some of the chalkboards and bulletin boards that were original to the building were preserved in the apartments.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That is very cool. All right. So let's talk about the apartments, what's offered and various benefits, and even are pets allowed. And we'll go right back to Sharon for that.
Sure. So what is offered is we do have, to speak to staffing. We do have a manager. We have a maintenance technician that performs the cleaning and the repairs in the building. We do allow pets. We love our furry friends. And they just need to be 25 pounds or less, so a smaller animal. We do have many dogs and cats in our buildings. They are smoke-free buildings. And as far as the apartments themselves, we do have, as Tracy mentioned, community rooms. And tenants can also reserve those for private parties. We have activity rooms. We have laundry rooms within the building. We do have elevators, which is very important, especially for senior properties, and accessible units for people that need them. They'll have lower countertops, cutouts under the sink for people in wheelchairs. And we also have hearing and vision units for people that would need those units.
Well,
with
you have
hearing.
Thought of everything.
We have.
That's great.
We try.
Tracy, we talked about the upcoming apartments at the old Children's Hospital site. Maybe we can talk about where all the other apartments are located.
So our two senior buildings, our Oakwood apartments are in Blaisdell. Then our Linwood Lafayette is in Buffalo. We also have some other buildings that are for people 18 and up, and those are located in North Tonawanda, Cheektowaga, and Lockport.
Oh,
so kind of all over.
So if you have family in a certain part of Western New York or Erie County, chances are you have an apartment that's going to be fairly close to them.
Absolutely.
True. That's awesome. Listen, ladies, let me go back to Sharon for a second. We talked on this show about the senior living apartments that People Inc. offers. Let's talk about the difference between the People Inc. senior living and the affordable apartments.
Okay, so the People Inc. senior living apartments, the difference between senior living and affordable apartments is the senior living apartments are HUD funded, which is Housing and Urban Development, and the buildings are subsidized. So the subsidy for the apartment comes with the building, and tenants typically pay about 30% of their income towards rent. All of our senior living apartments are for people 62 years of age or older, and we do have 20 locations available, and they are all accepting applications as well.
That's great. That's great. So you have room.
We do.
That's going to be a lot. That's really great information for those, again, who are looking for a new change, maybe the first of the year or even earlier, that they can get in touch with you. Tracy, what's the difference between subsidized housing and tax credit, mixed income housing? Maybe we can explain that, the voucher process.
So as Sharon said, our senior buildings are HUD subsidized, meaning that the subsidy comes with the building. With our tax credit properties, the people who live there may have their own subsidy that they bring with them from a Section 8 provider like Belmont or Rental Assistance Corporation. Then there are some that come from other sources, such as the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. They have a subsidy program as well. But not everybody who lives in our affordable apartments has a subsidy. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on their particular situation and their own income.
All right. Sharon, are these one-bedroom apartments, two-bedroom apartments? Maybe you can explain them a little more.
We have one- and two-bedroom apartments.
Okay, so if we have people who are listening going, ooh, hey, this would be great for me, this might be great for a friend of mine or relative, what do they need to do?
So what people can do is they can call our information line. It's 716-880-3890 for more information, and we are happy to send out an application. You can also visit our website at people-inc.org and go to affordable apartments.
Oh, that's great. So they can get some pictures.
Yes.
About maybe the apartment that they're looking for. Now, if someone has a loved one who's, again, listening and they want to be able to help with this process, can you talk to someone as an advocate for someone else?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We are happy to talk to the tenants, their family members. We've talked to people. Their friends will call for information for them. So we're happy to talk to anyone.
That's great. After that, I suppose they would meet with you. Would people get a tour of the apartment so they can kind of see what's out there?
Yeah, we sometimes are able to have somebody see an apartment that's empty, but there's not always an available apartment.
Yes.
But if folks come by, we can actually show them the building and give them an idea of what things look like. Our community rooms tend to have kitchens that look very much like the kitchens that are in the apartments.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. great. Let me ask Sharon, I bet since People Inc. has done such a great job for as long as it has been around, I bet you've had some long-term tenants who are just very happy where they are.
We do. We have a lot of people that are original to the buildings, and they do talk to us about how happy they are to live there. And the big thing that we hear is how affordable the apartments have been for them, that they may have been in an apartment that they, the only one that they could find, and they couldn't make ends meet. So they just talk about it's safe, secure, well-maintained, and affordable.
That's great. As we are talking about the newer apartments, affordable apartments right now, can people who heard our last senior living apartment segment still call this same number? Who might be interested in that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
because I know that's who we're talking to. And again, let me give you that number. It's 716-880-3890. That's 716-880-3890. And you know, you might be able to get a tour and start off, you know, with something brand new for this coming year, which I really think is exciting for a lot of people. You've done such a great job with this. There's so many people who are finding a place to live where they feel secure and safe, and where their family feels that they are safe and secure. That's the most important thing. And you can do that for people. It must be very gratifying for both of you to when you get a good fit.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a great sense of community, I think, in our buildings. You see people looking out for each other. Folks will kind of help each other with things. And, you know, we like to have a really positive and friendly relationship with the people who live in our buildings.
Do you find that you both go visit every so often just to see how things are going, check out the buildings?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Go in, and I bet you have a lot of the tenants who come on out and say hi and invite you in and let you know how things are going.
Absolutely.
You know, and Western New York is just such a big community. You know what I mean? That we're a big, small community, I guess, is what
yes.
I want to say. And, you know, there's something about your organization, People Inc., where people smile because they know that you're taking good care of people. I mean, that's the name of the organization. Mm-hmm. It's People, you know, People
right.
Inc.
Right.
And just to know that folks like you care, Sharon and Tracy, who are here. Sharon Plant is the Associate Vice President, and Tracy Howard, Affordable Housing Program Administrator. Sharon, do you find that you're going to be in the business of getting more apartments as the need obviously increases?
I know we have, with Follow being scheduled for spring of 2023, there are other projects being looked at going forward for affordable apartments, for sure.
That's great. That's great. Well, listen, best of luck with this. Do you have available openings now for people who are going to call?
Right now, we have wait lists at all of our properties, but we are always accepting applications.
Yeah, because you never know when something is going to open.
Right.
So let
right.
me give you that number again, everybody. If you'd like more information from People Inc., please call 716-880-3890. Or if you'd like to go to their website, you can check out some of the pictures at people-inc.org/affordable-apartments. Okay? And you tell them that you heard both Sharon and Tracy right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Hi again, everyone. So glad you're joining us this morning. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, it's a new season. There's so much going on. And we're in just a second going to be talking about a wonderful, wonderful Senior Expo that's coming up at the Amherst Center for Senior Services. But first, this fact. Cicadas have one of the longest lifespans of any insect. Any guesses out there? Cicadas or cicadas, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. They live, believe it or not, 13 to 17 years. However, most of their lives are spent underground as nymphs, where they feed on a liquid sucked from plant roots. What a life! Cicadas, they're pretty loud in the summertime, but my goodness, 13 to 17 years underground. How about that? So that's terrific, but that's okay. I don't think I'd want to be a cicada. Hey, everybody, again, we're talking about the Amherst Center for Senior Services, where things are happening. Let me tell you, they've got their Senior Expo coming up October 25th. That's a Tuesday from 4 to 7 p.m. You don't even have to be a member to go. It's a free event. And with us this morning, we have Tammy Jacobs, who's the program coordinator, and Christina Jensen, who's the public relations coordinator, who puts this together. So, ladies, good morning. And, Tammy, let me start with you. I know you tend to do this at least every year, but how nice we can actually meet face-to-face again after COVID.
We're thrilled to be able to invite all the vendors that are going to be participating and the community to be able to come in and gather that information and be able to talk face-to-face with the different vendors and ask questions that will be helpful for them.
And Christina, I would imagine 40 vendors, you have more and more vendors approaching you to come to something like this because you get such a great turnout every year.
Absolutely. I mean, anybody who has a, you know, target audience of people 55 or older are consistently coming here. So it gives us the opportunity to vet who we have at the center as well.
Yeah, and this year you're making it even better, if that's possible, with raffles. And I understand dinner for a $3 donation is going to be served at 5. So if you come at 4, you can stick around and have something to eat.
Yeah, it's really a great night. The only thing with the dinner is we have to ask it. That's reserved in advance by calling 636-3051. Mm-hmm. And that dinner is available for anyone from Erie County who is 60 and over.
Okay, that's fair enough. 636-3051. If you're from Erie County and 60 and over, just please let them know that you'd like to stay for dinner. You'd like to make a dinner reservation so they have enough for you. And then after that, you can continue enjoying the Senior Expo with 40 different vendors. You're going to need a lot of time to get through it all. And I'm very, very pleased to let everybody know that Senior Radio will be there. And Tammy, thank you so much for letting us talk about our upcoming trip to Greece in the spring, because we already have people signing up and I don't want anybody to miss out. It's going to be a wonderful night.
It sounds like a wonderful way to, you know, introduce people to your trip that you're participating in and introduce them to all the other services that are available in our community.
Absolutely. And if folks are not familiar with the Amherst Center for Senior Services, you're right there on that beautiful building at 370 John James Audubon Parkway. And if you'd like to call ahead and learn more about what goes on there, area code 716-636-3051. That's 636-3051. Tammy, what's new on the agenda for the Amherst Center for Senior Services this year?
We have so much going on in the month of October. We are celebrating our 60th anniversary next Friday with a special dinner and entertainment. And we are also offering a Ask the Candidates night with the local candidates that are running for elected office on Thursday, October 27th at 6:30 p.m. And we'll be looking forward to holiday things starting up in November.
Wow, I cannot believe we're talking about the fact that the holidays are right around the corner. But no, this is going to be, it's going to be a wonderful quarter of the year for the Amherst Center for Senior Services. You have thousands and thousands of members, and everybody who goes finds that whatever their needs and wants are, you're very, very, giving and open to having things for everyone, whether it's sports or education or trips or university seminars. It's just amazing the kinds of things that you've got going on. Tammy, I'm sure it keeps you busy. And Christina, you're the public relations coordinator. I bet there's an awful lot of people you have to get in touch with to let know that you're having something like the Senior Expo on October 25th, just because you get such a great turnout.
Absolutely. And you know, we're on so many different social media platforms now as well. Of course, we have our great website, which is Amherst CenterForSeniorServices.com, mm-hmm. which is where we also post our network as all of our events and our course catalog with all of our classes. We're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Twitter, and we even have a YouTube station where you can catch up on some classes that you may have missed, YouTube or general information and news.
That's cool. And, you know, by coming to the Senior Expo, you can walk around a little bit and take a look at the signage and take a look at all the classes and all the information that's up on the walls. And you may say, you know, this is the place I want to be at. And the nice thing is that you don't have to live in Amherst to be a member. If you're outside of Amherst, it's a $30 membership per year. And I think if you're in Amherst, it's $30 lifetime. So that's pretty incredible. So you do things like the Senior Expo, and we want to remind people it's Tuesday, October 25th from 4 to 7 p.m. You're going to have raffles this year, everybody, so get ready to get some tickets. I love that. And there's dinner at 5 o'clock for a $3 donation. If you'd like to stay for that, go ahead and make a reservation if you're 60 and over to 636-3051. And 40 vendors to walk through. Plus, again, a free event, everybody, open to the general public. You don't have to be from Amherst to go. Free parking in that huge lot. You thought of everything, Tammy and Christina. I know that you're looking forward to this event and now from this point right up to the end of the year. Tammy, how's everybody doing after COVID? Did the majority of all of your members come back?
A good number of our members have come back, and we're seeing new members, people who have retired during COVID or found that they have more time on their hands since COVID, and they're looking for other ways to interact with people and learn new things and be involved in other things.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, and Senior Radio, we're going to be there too, and we're going to have an opportunity to meet with everybody and talk to you about our upcoming Greece trip in the spring, which reminds everybody that people are traveling again, and they're realizing that after that 2 to 3 years of COVID, the last thing they want to do is put things off and not to tack that bucket list. So we'll be so happy to talk to anybody and sign them up. I believe Denise will probably be there from Travel Brilliant, and it's going to be a great opportunity just to visit with everybody firsthand again. Once again, everybody, we're so thrilled that the Amherst Center for Senior Services are rocking. Tammy Jacobs is the program coordinator there, and Christina Jensen is the public relations coordinator. They're right there at 370 John James Audubon Parkway. Their main number, if you have a question, 716-636-3051. We're talking about their incredible Senior Expo, which will attract hundreds on Tuesday, October 25th. It's right around the corner from 4 to 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public. They're going to have raffles this year. For a $3 donation, you can make a reservation for dinner at 636-3051 if you're 60 and over. over 40 vendors, because I'm sure they're calling Christina all the time. And remember, it's a free event open to the general public. Senior Radio will be there, and free parking as well. So, folks, we'll see you at the Amherst Center for Senior Services on the 25th. And you tell them you heard it on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.